Hey, you guys, welcome to the Beyond Pretty podcast. I'm your host, Shalene McLeod. This podcast is all about how you can design a life that you are obsessed with. Together, we're going to build a community of women who inspire, empower, and support one another to live our very best lives. Each week, I'm going to share with you tangible tips and tricks to take off the mask and go beyond pretty. What's going on? Welcome to the Beyond Pretty podcast. I'm so excited you guys are here. And thank you for coming back each and every week and for sharing these episodes and for listening and downloading. And you have no idea how much this means to me and how cool it is every single week to see statistics of how many downloads we have, of how many people are watching, of seeing you guys tag me on social media. It truly means the world to me, and it still kind of blows my mind that there are actually people listening and we are changing the game together and we are changing the dynamic of what it looks like to go after our dreams. Let's dig in. I have been having a lot of conversations with Jer. Oh my gosh, Jer is just, he's the best. It's so cool to have a partner who, him and I have had a lot of really great conversations, and we're going to get into it in the next couple of podcast episodes as well, because our marriage course is dropping for everyone who's looking to take their marriage from good to great. If you're looking to just kind of like have a deeper look into your marriage and say, you know, where can we do better? Where can we show up for each other more? If you have been feeling super disconnected, if you want to bring that connection back, you know, this is for people who truly want to work on their marriage together and not people who are like, can you fix my marriage for us? No, that's not what this marriage course is for. This is for the people who both parties truly want to work on their marriage together in a really safe space and having some really hard conversations that are going to lead to really beautiful, beautiful moments. Our marriage course is dropping on February 14th. So for all of you listening, stay tuned for that. Go watch my stories at Shalene McLeod on Instagram, so that you can really get the whole download, the whole scoop. We're also on TikTok now. Weird, I know, but we're over there on TikTok, and it's Jer and I, and we are really going to be talking a lot about our marriage course and about marriage, and you know, we're going to bring our comedy and our fun side to that space as well. So come join us over there if you want all the details about that course and when it's dropping. Second thing, and then let's dive into this, because this is really like where the conversation has been going with Jer for like the longest time. But I have my small group coaching program that is starting on February 8th as well. This coaching program, I have space for 10 people to be a part of it. I already have a couple of spots that are gone, and this group coaching program is probably one of my favorite. The small group coaching is where it's at. It's where you get to discover more about yourself. It's where you get to learn that you're not alone in some of the struggles that you have. It's some of the best work that we have ever done. I know that like one of my clients last time messaged me and she said like, Shalene, I legit got more out of our 8 weeks working together than I have in like years of therapy. And she's like, I actually feel like I'm getting somewhere with my relationship with my mom, and it feels really good for the first time. And those are the types of things that we are going to discover as we dig into being unapologetically you and who you are, and see how that actually shows up in your life. Because I think there's this disconnect in the personal development world of, you know, self, really looking at self-care, looking at self-growth, and looking at that responsibility of how you show up in the world and how you show up for you, and feeling like it's selfish, right? And I take this group coaching and I help you to see how we integrate it into your life, how you integrate it into your relationships, how your past is actually dictating your present, and how your present is going to dictate your future. And we dig into all of that throughout this course. You know, Jer and I have a really, It's 11:11, you guys, as I'm recording this. Ah, you have, if you are listening right now, that is your sign. You have to sign up for this course. We have this thing. I am wearing a necklace right now, actually, and it is three circles that represent the past, present, and future. Jared bought this for me. It was like his first like big gift when I was like, okay, we're serious. Like, this is a serious relationship. We're buying jewelry. He bought me this, and I bought him a leather jacket the same for Christmas that same year. And like, it's those like gestures where like you kind of like look at each other, you're like, okay, like we're really serious about this. That was it. And not that it's about the actual gift, it was the meaning behind it. And it was three circles that represent our past, present, and future. And I've kind of taken this theme into everything that I do, and I'm bringing it to you guys in our small group coaching program. So get in there. It is so important. And something that kind of ties in, truly ties in with this is the concept of what I want to talk about today, where I have been battling. You guys know I'm real, right? You know that I bring to you what I'm working through in real time. Like, this podcast is a little bit different than some of the other ones that you listen to, where people are giving you concepts and ideas to go and apply into your life. And we'll get there. We do that for sure. But I also use this as a way to just like journal my heart to you guys, to talk to you and share what it is that I'm going through in real time, in hopes that you, if you are dealing with this in real time right now as well, that you can find some self-discovery through this and have that whole like me too, like, oh my gosh, I'm going through that too, and share with you how I'm getting through it so that you can also get through it. And I'm not sitting here preaching to the choir. I'm not sitting here, you know, just trying to preach at you or trying to tell you what it is that you have to do. I really want to be in the arena with you guys. Brené Brown says that all the time. And that's where I'm at. This is me. I'm in the arena with you. And that's hard. It's really hard for me to be in the arena and share it as I'm in it, because I like to wait for the end result and then turn around and be like, see guys, look what I did. Or see, it did work. Because if it fails and I fall flat on my face, then there's this thing that like hurts my ego and my pride. And that feels really hard to stand back up from sometimes, but I'm learning how to do that. And I thought, you know, what better way to learn than to just like dive right in and share in this next episode, especially with you guys, about where my heart has been at, and how you've been feeling about this journey and this path to this word called success. Success is arbitrary, you guys. Like, success is in itself has so many different definitions, and you get to determine what success is, right? Like, I hope you know that. And I was reading a book, and I don't even remember what book it was, but I was reading this book, and I've talked about this concept before, where like I think it's in Vietnam. I could be wrong. Please don't quote me on like the exact country, but there's these like five things that people determine as being successful. And I think in the Western culture, we kind of have this as well, where it's like the car you drive, the marriage or relationship or family, like family status that you have, the title that you hold, the amount of money in your bank, and the house that you live in. And these things are kind of like the driving factors. These things determine, have you been successful in life? Are you currently successful right now? Do you have the job? Did you get the promotion? Do you have the money? Are you earning enough? What does your house look like? Is it big enough? Is it fancy enough? Is it designed properly? What does your car look like? Are you driving it? Are you married and do you have two kids? And if you don't, why or why not? Like, it must mean if you don't have these things that there's something wrong with you, like you aren't successful. And it might not be those five things, but I think ultimately we have those five things at some point. We've decided what those are for us. And maybe it is a scholarship. Maybe it is school of some sort. Maybe it's a diploma. It could be like number of friends that you have, or it could be a number of things that you've already determined. Like, I'm only successful if I have these things. So I just want to offer to you that like your definition of success and somebody else's definition of success could be completely different. And I want to offer that it's so important that you dig in and you define what success is to you, because success looks very different for everybody. We've talked about this before, but define that for you. Define what that is for you and get really freaking clear on that before you start looking at this road to success and this map to success that, you know, might be something, a journey that you're chasing that's not even yours to chase, right? So here we are with this concept of success and what that looks like. And for me right now, I think I feel very successful. And this is the first time that I've really felt super successful. And it's so crazy to think that, but I think I've always been chasing the next thing. I've always been like, what's next? And it's always been from a place of feeling like my back is against the wall, you know, like our life and our journey has totally been about moments in time where Jer had a concussion. And you guys know the story, if you've been around long enough, that that was back against the wall moment. We had a lot of debt. We didn't have enough money at the end of the month to cover expenses. We were in a place where it was just like adding more and more debt if he wasn't working overtime. And that was really where my back was against the wall to like make a business work. Because up until that point, I never had my back against the wall. It was always just like this fun thing to kind of sort of do in my business pursuits to see what could happen. And it wasn't ever this like all out, I have to make this work, let's go. Because if it doesn't, like there's going to be big changes for our family and big changes that we don't like. And so when my back was against the wall, I went and I got to freaking work. Like I did the things that I had to do and I just made it work. And I there was no other option but to be successful. Like there was no other option. And this is the thing now that I'm really starting to discover. There is the concept of success that I have kind of been chasing that I didn't even realize I was chasing for a really long time. And I never felt successful when I was like hitting these goals. And even though my back was against the wall and I was like, okay, I've got to make a change, I've got to make it happen. You know, when I made the things happen and when I achieved the goals and when I did things that I said I was going to do and I made them happen, I still didn't feel successful because I was like, okay, what's next? On to the next thing. Let's go chase the next thing. And this year, we've been doing a lot of work here. And this year, I actually feel successful. And the goals that I set for myself this year are insanely lofty. They are so far out of this world that I, like, my brain almost can't even conceptualize how the heck to make that happen, but it doesn't even matter because it's not about the how. It is about believing that you can do it. And I really feel like that's where my success up until this point with my entrepreneurship has been. It's been because I believed that I would be successful, right? I believed that it was going to work. I just had this like sense of confidence about, well, there was no other way. Like this just is, and I'm going to make it happen. I'm just going to make it work. And I'm at a place now where I get to look at success and say, I feel successful and I'm in pursuit of bigger things as well. And that's the first time I feel like I've been here. It's the first time I feel like I've been in this place where it's like, I'm not chasing success because I'm not good enough. I'm chasing more success because I know what it feels like to be successful and it feels friggin' good and I want more of it. And I want to show more women what it's like to go out there and be incredibly successful and continue to find more success in your life even when you are successful right now. And I think the more that you can dig in and you can look and say, like, I am successful right where I'm at, as like in this very moment, I have created so much success in my life and I'm going to go and create more. That is a cool friggin' place to be. And it's a hard place to get to. And a lot of the work and a lot of the conversations I've been having with Jared lately have really been around this concept that, like, I am feeling super successful and I know that I'm in pursuit of more success and of more things that I'm going to be feeling even more successful with in the future. But I have been dealing with, you know, probably for the last maybe like 2 months. I don't even know. It's like been a while that I'm like, but I feel really alone. And I feel like I've been having really hard conversations and I feel like I've been backstabbed. And I feel like there's people who are trying to plow through me. And I feel like there's people who are trying to take advantage of me. And I feel like there's people who are trying to hold me down. And I feel like there's people who are looking at me and saying, you're never going to do it. But that's never going to work for you. Have fun. Good luck with that. and then turning around and talking about me behind my back. I feel like there's people in my life who tell me to my face that they want the best for me, but behind closed doors, the conversation is very different. I am in tune to the fact that not everyone has my back that says they have my back. I am aware of conversations that are happening that I don't get to be privy to because I'm not in the room or I'm not in the DMs with them. I'm not a part of the group chats. I know that there's conversations happening for people who don't get it. I know that there's conversations happening with myself internally, the battle, the struggle of realizing that I still people please, of realizing that there are times where I still hold myself responsible for other people's feelings and emotions and reactions, that I try my best to make sure that everyone else is comfortable, that no one else experiences an uncomfortable feeling or thought or experience, that I try and control these factors to make sure that everyone's okay. And I've caught myself in it. And I don't share this to like call somebody out. I don't share this to say, oh, it was this person's fault or it's that person's fault or it's this or it's that or whatever. I share this because I know you feel this too. I know you have friends who talk about you behind your back. I know you have friends who talked about another friend behind their back and then next weekend they're hanging out like they're best buddies and you're like, dude, I thought you just told me that she was whatever. Like, what's going on? How are you guys best buddies when you just told me that you can't stand her? Or gosh, there's just so many things where you just look at people and you're like, what? Like, what is going on? I don't understand. I'm like, what did I miss? I know that there's things that are happening to you guys as well. And I want you to know that it happens to all of us. It happens to everyone. No one is immune from judgment. No one is immune from other people trying to tear them down. No one is immune to the things that are happening in their lives. That's happening in your life, right? Right now, right here in this very moment. You aren't immune to these circumstances that are going to happen, and it's just inevitable because people are human. And as human beings, we have a plethora of emotions and reactions, and we are triggered in ways that we don't even expect to be triggered by, and that's okay. And I said, as I've been going through things that have been happening and events that have been happening and you know, conversations that I haven't been privy to, but I've heard from through parties. So you're like, okay, where's the truth in this? It's like, who's left to trust? Who's there who does have my back? And it starts to spiral you in a place where you start to question almost your reality of relationships. You know, when you start to look at things and you start to project things onto other people because of the story that's in your head, and that may or may not be true about the things that they're doing to you or the conversations they're having about you or the things that they're saying to your face, you could be taking those out of context because of the narrative that you have in your head. And don't get me wrong. I know I have people in my corner. I know that there's people who have my back. I know that there are very strong relationships in my life of people who get me, of people who understand me, of people who I've been through the ringer with, of people who literally will do anything to help support me. And same for me, for them, you know, like I've got those people, and I'm not saying that I don't have anyone who doesn't have my back or that nobody's there for me or anything else. I'm just telling you that in your pursuit of success, the definition of what success is for you, the goal that you've set for yourself for this year, for the next 5 years, the thing that you want to go after and you want to do, the health goals, the financial goals, the relationship goals, the friendship goals, the whatever it is that you have set inside of your heart, that has been placed on your heart for a reason, because it's yours and yours only, and it's your responsibility to go after it and go get it, right? There are going to be people in your circle that will try and hold you down. There are going to be people that you outgrow. And there are also going to be people that you try to fit yourself into, groups and circles that you try and fit into, because you feel like that's a place where you need to be in order to find success, in order to find peace, in order to find strength, in order to build your character, in order to find that success. But let me tell you, success is a lonely road. You will outgrow your circle. You need to allow people to come and go freely based on your vibrations and how it is that you were showing up in this world. I know you're going to feel like you don't belong. I kind of do right now. And it's this weird thing. And like, to any of my people listening, I don't mean this disrespectfully, and I think that you can relate to this on some level. I don't mean it disrespectfully as in I don't belong and like no one matters. Everyone matters. Every human on this planet matters. But the story in your head of where you're trying to go and what it is you're trying to accomplish and the things that you want to do, sometimes you feel like other people just don't get it. And they might support you and they might have your back, but they don't get it. And that feels lonely. Sometimes it can feel like you have to start over. I kind of feel like I'm starting over in a way. But you get to change the narrative. And for me, you know, starting over, it's not about starting over from the bottom. It's about continuing on from the incredible foundation that I've built. And that's where I get to go. But you know, my conversations with Jared have just been like, I really feel alone right now. And he said something really powerful to me, and I had been struggling for a couple of weeks actually with a couple of things, like just personal things that were going on, a couple of things happening in business and like coworkers and friendships and relationships, and there was a lot kind of like happening. And I said to Jared, I was like, you know, I think I figured it out. I think I want to trust people that I can't trust, and that hurts me. And I want people to see me for me, not for who they want me to be, but for me. I want people to accept me on a level that there's never been an acceptance. And, you know, I feel lonely in that. And I said, not in a way that I feel like I don't have anyone, but like, you guys know, like, my relationship with Jer, like, I have him, he's got me, he's got my back. You know, my relationships with my parents, I know I have them. My relationship with my sister, like, I know that there are people who have my back, who are in my corner. But when I'm talking about, you know, going after these big things and really looking at how I've been showing up to make other people comfortable this past year, how I've been showing up to diffuse situations, how I've been showing up to protect the people that I care for and the people that I love. You know, these things are all coming up, and it's this crazy thing that to still feel alone in that. But my awareness and my heightened sense, I believe in the power of like your highest self, right? And my awareness and my heightened sense, it's almost like this spidey sense going off right now. And I can just see it. I can just see it in everyone. I can see through everything. And it's this clarity that I think I have, you know. Gosh, you guys, I haven't been drinking for months, right? I've been taking care of myself. I've been doing this work. I've been digging deep into my core, into who I am, into understanding what makes me tick. And this awareness is so heightened. And I just see things so, and I'm like, how have I not seen that for so long? How was I blind to that? How was it not evident to me? How I'm holding myself back, how I'm holding myself down, how I'm still trying to make other people feel comfortable, how I'm still playing small, how I'm still not stepping into my potential of who I am and who I'm meant to be and who I can become. of the success that is waiting for me and available to me. It's there. And I can see it now. And I'm so aware of it right now. So freaking aware of it right now. But you know, this leads me to feeling like there's no roadmap anymore. There's no roadmap. It leads me to believing that there is a new support system that I need to find, new mentors that are out there for me, new people that are going to support the journey of who I am right now and who I'm continuing to become and where I'm evolving into, and I'm stepping into being this vibrant version of myself, right? That path is my path, and your path is your path, and that's going to lead you to your true potential. But you will never know who you are if you keep following others, if you keep making other people comfortable because your success makes them uncomfortable, because your confidence makes them uncomfortable, because who you are isn't who they want to accept you to be. The rest will always need others to survive. Their attention, they will need their recognition to survive. They will need that in order to feel successful. But I'm at peace alone. I need no attention or recognition. I need none of that to feel successful because I know I am success. To know that you are successful is to be in an amazing, beautiful place to be. But I warn you, it's lonely because not a lot of people feel that. Not a lot of people understand that. And those that don't have the support or recognition, right? You don't need it if you have your own back. If you're looking for a place to belong, if you're looking for something to be a part of because you feel like that's the way that you will be successful, and I'm telling you this because I know that the mentality right now on social media is that you need a girl gang, you need a lot of friends, you need girls weekends, you need a team of entrepreneurs that are doing the same thing that you're doing in order to find success. You don't. It's cool. It's great if you have it, but you need to have your own back. Because no other place that you try and fit into or you try and belong is going to have your back like you do. It's not. And for the people who have the courage to follow their heart, gosh, it's rare. It's so rare. But you get to turn around and show everyone else the way. You get to believe in yourself. And I'm learning to be alone. Gosh, you guys, I love being alone. I love having my own space. I love keeping my feelings to myself. I love, you know, it just being me. I do. And I have been like that for a long time. And it was really hard for me when I actually started building out a team and a team of women and of a team that I love. I really, truly love the people that I've been partnered with and I've been honored to cross paths with. But it was hard for me, you know? And it's hard for me to almost be a part of it. And I think through that journey, I've almost kind of lost my way of being okay being alone and contributing to the team versus thinking that the team or your group of friends or your circle or the people in your life are going to be the things that make you successful when it's not. It's you, right? When you deep into that darkness, that's when you see clearer. So I know I can destroy any challenge that comes my way. Like I am proud of who I am and who I'm becoming. I respect myself. I know you're going through battles alone. And I want to tell you to just stay strong. Keep going. The toughest climbs, the toughest ones will lead to the best views. And you guys, I've never shared this, but I'm going to share it on here. And like for my girls listening, I love you girls, but you totally like stole a moment. And I let you, and it's not on any of them. It's on me. But I remember climbing in Arizona. We climbed this mountain. If you follow my stories, you will have seen, like, I've posted reels about it, all kinds of things. And it was the most beautiful climb, and the conversations on the way up and the support and everything that it was on the way up was like, it was beautiful. It was amazing. And I loved it. And the encouragement and I felt supported, right? And I supported them. And when we got to the top, for some people, it was more about getting the photo and getting the video and having content. And for me, I had reached the top and it was pride. And I wanted to just be, and I just wanted to soak it in. And I wanted to close my eyes and feel the sun. And I could hear them talking in the background. And I could hear them whispering, "Shalene, come here. Come get a photo. Shalene, just 1 minute. I just want one photo. Come get in here. Get in here." And they wanted me to be a part of it so badly. And I didn't want to. It's not that I didn't want to be a part of it, because I didn't want to be a part of them, or I didn't want them there. I loved it. I absolutely loved having that support. I didn't want to be a part of it because it was a moment with the sun rising. That was the only time that sun was going to rise on that day, at the top of that mountain. And I was going to be in that place feeling the way that I was feeling. That was it. And I stopped my meditation. I got up and I took the photos and I took the videos and we did all the things, and I was annoyed. And I can even see in my smile in some of the photos, I'm just like, "God, can this just be over with?" And I'm like, gosh, I know how my kids feel when I try to get them into photos. But it was just like, I just want to be in this moment. And it felt like it was being ruined. But I allowed that, because I could have said, "You guys do you. I'm going to go take a moment for myself." I could have done a lot of other things differently in that moment. And it's no one else's fault but my own. It's up to you to take responsibility for the shots that you miss, for the things that you don't claim, for the conversations you don't have, for the communication you don't give. It's your responsibility to take that, because it was mine to say, "I want to be in this moment by myself. I just want to be here. You guys do you. I'm not missing out. I'm okay not partaking in the group stuff. I'm good." But they didn't want to leave me out. And I didn't want to make them feel like I didn't want to be a part of it. And so we both were trying to like tiptoe around feelings and emotions and like not offend the other party. But it was like, "You guys do what you want to do. And I support that. But also just let me do what I want to do, you know?" And so this is life. The toughest climbs lead to the best views. And the best view for me that day was realizing how much I'm trying to still belong in places when sometimes what the group is doing isn't the best thing for me. And that's okay. You have to allow other people to do what they want to do. And you have to be okay doing things the way that you want to do things if it's different from the group. You have to be okay being a lone wolf sometimes. Listen, I was mentored for years saying, "Don't be the lone wolf. Don't be the lone wolf," because that's the network marketing culture. And I'm here to tell you that it's okay to be the lone wolf. It's okay to be that and still find success and still build a really incredible team and still feel really good about yourself and make other people feel really good about themselves. It's okay to be that if you choose to be that. Keep going. Because the right people will show up. The right people will show up when you start walking your own path, when you start forging that path without following everyone else, without trying to figure out the way, the best way, how, the hacks, the tricks, the fastest, you know, the fastest path to success. The fastest one is honoring you, is trusting your instinct. It's becoming so freaking self-aware and clear that you know exactly what it is you want and that you don't need anyone else's approval to go get it. That, my friends, is why success is lonely. But it's beautiful. And being lonely doesn't have to be a bad thing. And for me, it was the awareness that I said to Jer that I just feel really alone. And he said to me, you know, some of the greatest people I listen to on podcasts and personal development on my way to work, he said, they say it all the time, that success is lonely, that the path of becoming the greatest version of you is a lonely path. And that must mean that you're onto something, that it's the right path, that it's your path, because no one else has been there. No one else has done it. And that takes courage to continue on, to not turn around and think you're on the wrong path, to not turn around and go back to where it's more comfortable, but to continue to walk into the darkness so that you can find the light. That is your power. I hope that you will step into your power, and I hope that you will continue to forge your own path, and I hope that you will see that this loneliness maybe that you feel right now, it doesn't mean that it will be that way forever. It means that the right people are going to come into your life and they will find you. It means that what you put out, you attract. And when you step into that higher version of yourself, it might feel a little lonely for a little bit. It also doesn't mean that you have to leave everyone behind. They can walk beside you. They can support you. They can cheer you on. They can root for you. But stop turning around to make other people feel more comfortable because they're too afraid to continue walking down their own path. Stop comparing yourself to someone else who's forging their own path because they're figuring out their way. Cheer them on, support them, encourage them. That is the vibration in which you will receive back, right? Let's support each other in being uniquely who we are, of creating lives that we are freaking obsessed with, of showing up unapologetically who you are. And if you want to dig into this work together with me, February 8th, we start Unapologetically You, 8-week small group coaching course with yours truly to help you discover your own path. Love you guys. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of the Beyond Pretty podcast. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you who are contributing to build this community of incredible like-minded women. Please make sure you tag me on social media, share this with a bestie, and subscribe.